Agid Devach. Okay, today's daf is Nazir Daf Samach Aleph. Nazir Daf Aleph. We start the ninth perek, the last perek in the Masechta. Okay, Zakti Mishnah. Hakusim ein lamazirs. Kusim, you know, throughout Shas, we always discuss whether kusim agiri emes or gerayis, gidin or goyim. In this context, clearly, kusim represent goyim. So kusim that declares a naziris. Snachal says the Mishnah, ein lamazirs, there is no naziris. If you look at, actually, the Mefarish says the most simple taich of those words. Hakusim ein lamazirs, says the Mefarish, where the Rashi is, oiv de chavim, shenadu naziris, ein naziris chal aleim. If they pledge naziris, it's not chal. And therefore, mutarim, we know what are the three main issurim of a nazir: cutting hair, drinking wine, making tam lemesim. Says Mefarash, mutarim legalech lishas yayin tam lemesim. The mutar from drinking wine, becoming tam lemesim, cutting the hair. That is the Mefarash. Simple, really, seemed to me the simplest taich in the words, first words of the Mishnah. If you jump to the first taisvus, look at the first taisvus. Kusim ein naziris ve'ein karbon and karav. And the carbon, we know at the end of a naziris, a proper naziris term. Upon completion, you bring three karbanas, the chatas, the oil, and the shlamim. Ain karban and karev, the karban is not brought, afal gav, to mekabel men, nedarim, nedavis, begmarim, befarish, menolin. Even though we are mekabel from goyim, nedarim, nedavis, certain karbanas they could send, but nezirus karbanas they can't bring. Taisus clearly is focused much more on the karbanas. Later, when the Gemara addresses, how do we know that a guy is excluded from nezirus, Taisus, three Taisus for now, on this page, Taisus, in just a few lines, we'll speak out this element of the dine naziris, meaning haircutting, drinking wine, being talamesim, are also not in effect. But in the first line of the Mishnah, Taisvis does not bring that point at Bechlal. He focuses strictly on kabanas. Mefarish focuses not on kabanas at all, focused on the dine naziris, which to me would be the more simple approach. You focus on dine naziris. And then if you jump into the rush over here, the rush says, right away starts the new perek. Perkes, the middle, towards the bottom part of the Amidah, at least in my Shir Sadaf, says the Rush, we'll read inside. Also, Rush right away bavarns the end of Tais Kasha, that Goyim are able to make pledges in the Dharma Nadavis like a Yid. Imnada ben Nazir, ain't love Teres Nazir. There is no din of Nazir on him. So, okay, it doesn't say get into the details, but there's no Teres Nazir. The aim of Kamana Karbanas, again, focus on the Karbanas. Then the Rush mentions the other part as well. Then Balimlech in Mutalicious Vitamin Mesim Maturinle. And if he comes to ask if he could drink wine and Vitamin Mesim, we say, yeah, it's Mutter because he's not really a Nazir. So again, the Rush, similar to Taisvis, is more focused on Karbanas than on the Dina Naziris. Point number one. Point number two is interesting in the Rush. The Rush says almost like, if he asks us, can I drink wine, Vitamin Mesim? Yeah, we tell him it's Mutter. But we don't go and promote the idea in front of him that even though you pledge Naziris, you don't have to worry about Tumul Mesim and about drinking wine. It's interesting. Why not? If it's not Chal, it's not Chal. Just tell him it's not Chal. Only if he asks us, then we tell him. A little bit of interesting lesson in the Rush. Now, the truth is, the answer, I think, to Taisus and the Rush, why they focus on Karbanas more than the base of Naziris, is perhaps going to come up towards the end of the Daf in the Anamid Beis, where the Gemara is going to address the dinim of a guy being a nazir, specifically from the perspective of karbanas. Since they weren't addressed from the perspective of karbanas, so it could be that's why there was a stress and emphasis for Taisus and the Rush on the karbanas element. But the chayra, all the rishonim are ultimately agreeing that the naziris is not chal, and there's no din, no prohibition for a guy who pledges naziris to refrain from tumas meis, from yayin, and from giluach. Okay, next in the Mishnah, nashav avadim yeshav naziris, nashav ben avadim. Avadim meaning Ev Kanani over here. They have a din of Naziris. Chaymer ben Ashram Avadim is a chumra ben Nashim over Avadim. Shel kaifes avdai ve'ena kaifes ishtai. He could force his Evid, but he can't force his wife. What does that mean? So the way the Shanim explained them, he read others that he could force his Evid to go against the Naziris. Evid pledged Naziris. He could say, I'm interested in you being Nazir. I don't want you to have long and unkempt hair. I need you to go take care of this chore for me, which includes me, Tamil Mason. The Evid Sheba to the rabbi will enable the rabbi to force him against his naziris. That's what it means. The rabbi can force him against his naziris, whereas he can't force his wife against her naziris. There's din of afara, that will come up in the next Mishnah, but he can't force his wife against his naziris. Says the Mishnah, Gemara. Ketani akusim elam naziris. You said in the first line of the Mishnah that Goyim don't have a din of naziris. Menani mili. What do we know this? Taisa explains the questions because we know, based on the Taisa's from 2 lines ago, that normally a Goy commit pledge in a Durm and a Davis. He could pledge in Durm and a Davis like he did. He could pledge a Karbanas to send to the base of Midash. Why can't he make a naziris as well? To Tanar Rabbanan. Darbel b'nei Yisrael v'leilev v'chavim. The Pasuk says, Darbel b'nei Yisrael, we darshim b'nei Yisrael, to the exclusion of Goyim. by the parsha of Nazir, it says Daven Yisrael. We say it means Dafki Yidden and not Goyim. V'amart Aleihem, which we say the word V'amart Aleihem is a little extra. You find it often in Lashon Chumash, but it's a little redundant. Daven Yisrael, obviously, it means to say what's V'amart Aleihem. L'rabis Hasavodim. So even though Goyim are excluded from Naziris, of Evet Kanani is included from the V'amart Aleihem. Ask the Gemara, why does Evet Kanani need a Riboy? Lamli Kra Ha'amrit Komitz Sheisha Chayvesba. We know the Gemara beginning of Chagiga and elsewhere in Shas makes the Yeshava comes to Kedusha as well. The Gemara makes the Yeshava La Meisha. We have the Yeshava. We learn at Evet Kanani La Meisha, and we learn that Komitz Sheisha Chayvesba Evet Kanani Chayvesba. Whatever mitzvah and Isha is mechuyevin, and Evet Kanani is also mechuyevin. So why do I need a separate drasha over here from Mark Lamb that Evet Kanani is included in Aziris? Why can't I just learn from Isha? Amar Rava, Shiny Hacha, here is different. The Makra, Lesser Isra al Nafshei. Here is different by Naziris, because the Pasuk says, the Lashon by Naziris is, Lesser Isra al Nafshei. B'misha Nafshei Knuyala. The Lashon of to make an Isra on his Nefesh has a mashmais that a person's creating an Isra on the Nefesh. You would have to be a Baal Bas on your own Nefesh to make such a Naziris, and an Evet Kanani is not. B'misha Nafshei Knuyala, Yatza Evesh Ein Nafshei Knuyala, the Evet Kanani is Nafshei Knuyala, and Hoyal Vein Nafshei Knuyala, since the Nefesh is not belonging to him. I would say, Imagam Nazir Nami, Lai, he can't make a Naziris, Kamashman. So you're right, all over Evet Kanani has mitzvahs like an Isha, but it got to be this particular din of Naziris, since it's the Pasuk stresses lesser Isra al Nafshay. I would think it's Dafka, someone who's Nafshay Skunilai, to exclusion of an Evet Kanani. So we need the Bimarba with the Vimarta Lamb to Marba Evet Kanani to the din of Naziris. Okay, Omar Mar. We had said, now by the way, just a very interesting point that the Rishayim ready, the Rush addresses that the Pasuk we're quoting, lesser Isra al Nafshay, that's not actually a pasuk by Naziris, even though I said it as if it's by Naziris. The pasuk over there is actually a pasuk in by Nedarim. Ish ki yidur nedel Hashem, ayishav eshvua, lesser isla nafshay, lo yachal devari kechol yetzim epiv yasa. That's a pasuk by Nedarim. It's not a pasuk by Naziris. And we're using that pasuk to say that we think Naziris by Evet Kanani wouldn't be chal, fnaf of Marat Aleihem. So the Rush, amongst others, addresses the question and says, I understand, how are you using a pasuk by Nedarim to say, ironically enough, we just pointed out a few times that a guy is included in a darim, or an Evet Kanani in particular, but a guy is included using a pasuk by a darim to explain why I think that a Evet Kanani is excluded from Naziris. So the Rush pavarns it, and the Rush says it's almost like an inyan to nail inyan. So the Rush, his words are, the Evet's one line, the Afal Gav, the high crub in a darim ksiv, even though this pasuk is in a darim, in the first paragraph of Nedarim, we make a hekesh of Nedarim to Naziris. The pasuk says, Linder Neder Nazil Hazer, that's a pasuk. So we learn how to make a hekesh from Nedarim to Naziris. And on that, the Mefarshim elaborate on this rush, and they say, see, even more than that, that's the main Indian part that I was mentioning. There's no need for this drasha to say by a neder that there should be some sort of chilik between the iser being a nafsher or not, and therefore makes sense to apply. It's even more so. The general halachas of nedarim, even though we said it could apply to a guy, they don't apply to avadim. Avadim typically are not involved in nedarim, not involved in nedarim. So it makes sense to say that this pasuk of lesser iser is coming to exclude these avadim from nazir, because a drasha for Nedarim you wouldn't need. The drasha is more needed for Naziris, and therefore makes sense it's going on that. Kamashpon, it's ironic, but the whole point of this is to come and say, we're not going to say that, but Marta Lam tells us, include the guy, the Evet Kanani, but the Havmin would have been to exclude him from such a drasha. Okay. Amamar. Dabar El Bnei Yisrael. So again, what do we have so far in our Mishnah? We have Kusim, which means Gayim, don't have the Naziris. Nashim and Avadim, Evet Kanani, do have the Naziris. Kusim are excluded because Bnei Yisrael, Vlevik Chavim. And we're going to focus on that right now. We make a drasha that says Bnei Yisrael that excludes Goyim. And the Evet Kanani is included because it says V'amart Aleihem L'Rabbis of Adams. Ask Gemara on that first part. We're saying that Kusim are excluded because of Dabar Bnei Yisrael. Amamar. Dabar Bnei Yisrael V'Lev L'Chavim. Dabar Bnei Yisrael comes to exclude Goyim. Kol Heichad Echsev Yisrael Evet Chavim Lai. Are you telling me wherever it says Lashon of Bnei Yisrael, that means Goyim are out? Now this is going to be a classic, which is going to preempt before we speak the Gemara inside, a classic Nazir type of Shaka, at least the way the Rush is learning. I'm going to go with the Rush, at least the way the Rush is learning, Nazir type of question. Where the Gemara's question ultimately will be clear, But it's more clear from the more action on the base that this really, that the way the Rosh explains is what the Gemara means. But if you read the simple words inside, it doesn't. The Gemara doesn't finish the thought. Let's see. The Chalechet Chesiv Yisrael Evichav Lai, where it says the word Yisrael Evichav excluded. Vagabi Arachin, the Gabi Dev Erich, one person pledges Erich so and so Lai. There's fixed rates, fixed values for people depending on their age and the gender. So if a person says Erich Yelai, he has to give that Erich. The pasuk there says Darba Bnei Yisrael by the Parsha of Erichin. The time we learned about that pasuk, Bnei Yisrael Marichin, Bnei Yisrael can pledge, can declare an Erich pledge. Ve'nev Chavim Marichin, but a guy cannot make such a pledge. A guy cannot make an Erich pledge. Okay, that's so far. That's very good. Darba Bnei Yisrael Yid Bnei Goy. But look at the next words. Yachla Yinarachin. I would think that the guy cannot be the subject of the pledge either. Not only could the guy not make the pledge, one of the ideas over there is making the pledge of Erichin or being the subject of the Erichin pledge. I would think the guy cannot be either. Tamalomer Ish. The other person says Ish. And we have many places in Shas where the Torah says the word Ish. We say Ish is the rabbis. Ish, or the word Ish alone is the rabbis. Even a guy is called an Ish. And therefore, a guy is included in the parasha of Erichin. So how can he be excluded and be included? So the answer is simple. He's excluded from making Erichim pledges, he's included in being the subject. He could be the subject of the pledge. Okay? So that's the Gemara's question. That's what we have. If you read the Gemara, just touch the words. That's the Gemara's question. The Gemara is up to Shiny Hach, is up to the answer already. What's the question? You told me about us, we have a drasha, Bnei Yisrael Vevechavim. By Erichim, we have the same drasha. It's beautiful. To me, it's a beautiful connection. Erichim, we have the same drasha. What the Gemara means to ask is, and this is where the Rush comes in, if it helps us out, of course, says the Rush, where the Gemara, right at the bottom of the page, says the Rush, the Pasuk by Nazirus also says the word Bnei Yisrael, which is saying comes to Sugayim, but it also says the word Ish. You have the word Ish by Nazirus as well. So what the Gemara means to fear is, again, the Gemara doesn't spell any of this out. What the Gemara means to ask is, just like by Erech of Bnei Yisrael comes to Sugayim, but the word Ish comes to be Marbe, that guy is partially excluded. He can't make Erechin, but he can be included as the subject of the Erech. So there should be some sort of inclusion for Goyim by Nazirus. Bnei Yisrael is going to be immediate, an exclusion of the guy, but the word Ish should be inclusive, and we don't have that over here. What's the inclusive part in our sugya by Naziris? That is how the Rishonim explain the question. Says the Gemara, it'll be clear on Amud Beis, the Gemara will spell out on Amud Beis, the Gemara spells out for us this Nakuda, ironically enough, more than over here, where it asks the question, didn't spell out so much. Answer the Gemara, Shiny Hacha, here is different. You know why? Over here, it's a full exclusion of Goyim. We don't say Ish is Marba Goyim at all. You know why? Damar Krokos, the Pasuk says, La'avav l'imalei tama. The Pasuk says, about a Nazir, he cannot become tummy to his mother or his father. And we say, what does that mean? Mishesh te'av, yatsa evichavim, shein la'av. That applies to someone who has an av, to the exclusion of a guy who doesn't have an av. The Gemara doesn't address right away. What does that mean? What does it mean? Guy doesn't have an av. But the shame of imay applies only by a yid, not by a guy. So even though you have, besides for the word Bnei Yisrael excluding guyim, you do have the word ish, which normally would be marba a little bit, but love imay is vaiter, might see guyim from the parsha of Naziris. Ask the Gemara right away. Lin yamai. Lagabi, what are you saying that the guy is excluded? If you jump into the we'll see the bottom tasis on the page. Tasis third from the bottom of the page says, Lamai, Elaim Lin Yerusha. The Gemara's assumption, first assumption is, what does it mean, Ein La'av Eim Lin Yerusha? Says tasis, because that's the go-to. Stam Makam Shnemer by Av Lin Yerusha Kar Av. In general, when it says the word Av, the first thing you connect with is, Lagabe, who is my Yerush. I don't think it just monetarily. It means, takes the place of the father. It means, who stands in the place of the father. That's the relationship between the son and the father. He's the Mamal Makam of the Av. He's the Yerush. So, ask the Gemara. You're telling me that what does it mean a guy doesn't have Avaim? L'chur means, does have Yerusha. L'mai, Ilan Elin Yerusha. If you're going to say, means the Yerusha of Amar Bechir of an Amar of Yechanan, I become Yerusha of the Vatayra. We know very clearly that a guy inherits his father of Vatayra. It's Pasuk. Shinamar ki Yerusha le'isav nasati asar seir. The Pasuk says, in the beginning of Devarim, it was Yerusha Esav I gave his heart, say, very clear. It's calling Yerusha amongst Esav and his children. Very clear, there's Yerusha by Goyim. There's a whole discussion in the first one. We're not going to get into it now. Is it the regular Yerusha? Is it similar to the Yerusha that we have by Yidden? Even by Yidden, the irony is we know the son comes first when it comes to Yerusha. But there's actually no clear pasuk that the son inherits the father. The pasuk says, at this word, of course, by the stroke of the Slavchad, until we went through the whole parsha, it was in their schutz that the parsha came out to the open because they demanded a chelik in Eretz Yisrael from their father and through their father, and the psukim describe that the din of Yerusha is if there's no son, the Nachla goes to the daughter. That's how we know the Yerusha goes to the son. If there's no son, it goes to the daughter. Which means, if there would be a son, of course it goes to the son over the daughter. If there's no son, it goes to the daughter. But there is a conversation, a discussion. So what does it mean now when we're saying that there is Yerusha for a guy, and the Esav is not the Sarseir? Is it regular Yerusha? And he can have also the setups of son, then daughter, then father, then uncle, all those types of setups, or not. Furthermore, there's something unique about the Yerusha of the son. We've spoken this out not so long ago. We mentioned this. There's a din, actually relevant, it'll be relevant, somewhat relevant today's daf. An Amud Beis is going to discuss the din of Yerusha of an Eved Kenani. About inheriting an Eved Kenani, there's a din that a father is merged to a son. V'sachaltam eisim l'vnecha mechreichem. A father is merged to a son. An Eved Kenani goes from generation to generation. Eved Ivri, and that same Yerusha would apply to all Yerushim, seemingly. When it comes to an Eved Ivri, there's a specific din that only an Eved Ivri doesn't really go for Yerusha. So if he has only a daughter, or only brothers, only a father, he will not give over the Eved Ivri to those other relatives. But to a son does get to, we'll use the words, inherit the father's Eved Ivri. The idea is that the son is viewed as a mamala makama of the father, and Bafka the son gets to keep it. So it's aside from the din of Yerusha, there's a special din of mamala makama of the father that we have by a son. If that's the case, and that's why by Eved Ivri, only the son gets it, no one else. Maybe by a guy also, maybe that's what the son has. The son by a guy has this in mamala makama of Eved, maybe it's Dafka's son, maybe it's not Adi Yerushim. Again, it's discussion in the Mefarshim, how far we're taking this idea of Kirusha Le'isav Nasatias Harseir. Okay. Ella. So again, the issue is you can't tell me that a guy has no Yerusha because he has Yerusha. That can't be the pshat. And therefore that can't be what's excluding him from the parasha of Nazir. So what do you mean he doesn't have Avaim and therefore he's excluded from the parasha of Nazir? El Misha Muzer Akibar Avaim. The mitzvah of Kibar Avaim, of course, is given to only Yidden. Only Yidden have the Tariq mitzvah. It's not one of the Shev mitzvah in Nayach. The mitzvah of Kibar Avaim is only given to Yidden. A guy doesn't have the mitzvah of Kibar Avaim. And therefore, that's what we mean. Only someone who's mitzvah Kibar Avaim has the din of Nazir because the pasuk stresses by Nazir. Ask the Gemara. It's very nice pshat, but does it say anything in Nazir, l'gabi kibud av aim? It's two separate parshas. Just because it mentions the word av aim, and the guy doesn't have mitzvah kibud av aim, what does that have to do with being metamita av aim by Nazir? Miksiv, kabed, avicha, kabed Nazir. Does it say, kabed avicha, kabed Nazir? Says that, let's jump back into the bottom tesis. Midi benazir, kabed avicha, ksiv, will ilki kamerlin yirusha, leparachachi. So I'm asking the same question before. When we had a havamina, that it means there's no relation between a guy and his father because he doesn't inherit. Ultimately, said he doesn't inherit, so it's not true. But if the havamina doesn't inherit, you could have asked also to say that inheritance plays a role in the relation between father and mother, just like you're saying that kabed avicha is no shaykhus to nazir. Say yirusha also should have no shaykhus in this relationship of father, mother, legabe, nazir. So he says that's not akasha. Why? Again, Taisa stresses the same point as before. Stam av, nikra av yerusha. Second time in three lines, Taisa stresses again that the concept of a father-son and that dynamic, that relationship, it goes hand-in-hand with the concept of yerusha. And therefore, that the more one answers your question, the more ended up saying anyway, deflected it, that there is yerusha by a guy, but to say what shaykhus would that have to being an av, l'gabi nazir, that wouldn't have been a question. But over here, by kabra v'savichas mecha, it is a kasha. Ella, Amar Kra, so again, how we know
going? Just one point.
Sure. Ella, Amar Kra, La'avi Yimalayitama, B'mishesh Natoma. The Mara takes a different approach. It says La'avi Yimalayitama. That is obviously, if we're talking about someone who Tuma is relevant to him. Yotzef Yichavim, Shein Le'Tuma, jump into the top line of the page of the Mefarish, Shem Naga B'meis, Eni Tame. Don't confuse it. We're not focused on whether the guy who's dead is Tame. We're focused on a live guy being susceptible to Tuma. So yatsa guy, shein l'tumah, he doesn't have a din of tumah. So if he doesn't have a din of tumah, how can he be the parsha naziris when one of the key components of parsha naziris is not to be metamah to meis, including avimai, but not to be metamah to meis. So when we said the other l'imah l'itamah, it wasn't so much about love imai. That was the focus. The focus was the l'itamah part. L'itamah is inapplicable to a guy. Ask the Gemara, but not less l'tumah. How do we know talking that a guy is not subject to becoming tameh? Damakra, the pasuk says, v'isha sheitamah v'leischata, v'nichus ha'nefesh imim b'teichakal. So the beginning of the pasuk discusses, we're talking about a person who goes into the Mikdash B'tumah. And he became Tameh, and he hasn't purified himself yet, and he goes to Mikdash anyway. Such a person is Chayiv V'nichrusa, Chayiv Karis, and Nefeshi, because he was Timei Mikdash Hashem. That's the continuation of the puzzle there. We darshan, I actually got ahead of myself. Sorry, I went too fast. Let's finish the words, Mark quotes. First, Mar says, such a nefesh as Kuris, he's cut off from the kahal. A guy is certainly not part of the kahal. One who's not part of the kahal, yotzezesh in the kahal. So obviously, the pasuk is referring to someone who is part of the kahal. Someone's not part of the kahal is not included. So he said, guy's not included in this din of tumah. Ask the Gemara, what do you mean? maybe the stress of that pasuk is on the karis shabai. Memai, the makaris udle mechayev. The venichrusa, someone who's part of the kal, he's subject to venichrusa to karis. Someone who's not part of the kal is not subject to venichrusa to karis, but avadi still tame. Aval, the makaris udle mechayev. Avatmuim tamu. Maybe avad the tum is still, he's subject to. Amakra, visa tarla tame. The pasuk says, vihiza tarla tame. That the tar person should sprinkle part of the waters on day 3 and day 7 on the tummy in order to help him get his purification. We say whoever has the din of tara has a din, meaning he can become tar from tumma, he has tumma. Whoever doesn't have a din of tara from tumma, he doesn't have tumma. Meaning we're connecting a link between tara and being tummy. By the fact that the pasuk says, that makes a link to tummy that someone who's in the parsha of becoming tar, he's the one that can become tummy in the first place. Someone who's not in the parsha of becoming tar can't become tummy. And how do you know a guy is not in the parsha of becoming tar? Because the pasuk in Bamidbar Yates, where it speaks about the paradumu waters, it says that this should be Levnei Yisrael. It should be Dafka Levnei Yisrael. So, goyim, again, the Martin spelled it out, but goyim are not included in this sprinkling the paradum waters. They're not included in this, so therefore they cannot become tar from Tumas Meis, and therefore once they can't become tar from it, must be they don't become tummy in the first place, because we made that link together, the Hizat Tar al Tummy. Ask the Gemara, maybe not. Very interesting. It would be no end game. Maybe Goyim don't have Tara, but they have Tumma. So at some point in life, they become Tumma. They remain Tumma forever. They can't become Tara. Maybe they're excluded only from the Tara part, not from the Tumma part. Now, it's an interesting question, because the way we explained it, it was a little bit of a drasha. Visa tar la tame, with darshaning, the tar is maz on the tame, and the fact that you stressed that only a tar person could become tame. Someone who does not, cannot become tar, cannot re-become tar, cannot become tame in the first place. It was kind of a drasha. And the Farshim addressed this, and they say in a chami, that the Gemara elsewhere uses that same juxtaposition, that same comparison of tuma to tara for a different drasha. So therefore, our Gemara said, Visa tar tame should be a source that one who cannot become tar can't become tame in the first place, and they're good, therefore goy should not become tame. The Mara suggests maybe it's not true. Maybe the goy could become tame, can't become tar. Ah, your little drasha, use it for something else, which indeed it does. Somewhere else, it does actually something else. Says Gemara, another drasha, and apparently this one, there was no other way to interpret it. This one's going to stick, but a very similar drasha. Amakra, vish asher yitma. It says a person becomes tame and does not make himself pure. Yischata means does not purify himself. So that's the person. That's the person who is if he goes into the, this is the pasuk we quoted before. If he goes to the mikdash, he's going to get venichus and karis for going to the mikdash. But again, we're focused now on just that first part, the one that became tame and did not become tar. Sounds like only someone who could become tar could become tame in the first place. Only someone who could get tar afterwards could become tame in the first place. Very similar drasha we said before, but apparently this one, there's no alternative drasha, and therefore this one sticks as opposed to the one before. That's the first to explain what are we getting now from what we had before. Same story. Maybe become tame, can become tar. No, over here. This drasha, we had no alternative shot, and therefore we say it sticks. So we're coming out that a guy cannot become tummy because he cannot become tar, but he cannot become tummy tumas meis, and therefore if he can become tummy tumas meis, he's clearly not the parsha of Naziris, where the part, one of the integral parts of the parsha is that he should not become tummy to his mother, love with him, and lay tama, doesn't apply to a guy who can't become tummy anyway, must be he's out of the parsha. That was Agamar's long-winded answer to our question, that just like in Erechin, we have Bnei Yisrael excluding Goyim, but we have Ish to be Marbe, here to say Marbe that a Goy could be the subject of an Erechin, here to Ish to be Marbe that even though Goy is not in the Parsha Naziris, maybe he's Shaykh to something. The lush of loving him Leitame ultimately tells me that he's totally excluded because he's not subject to the din of Tumah. That is all. That's the abridged version of this whole conversation. The Marbe now is going to circle. Sorry, the Gemara now circles back to the Yerusha approach. That was the first approach that we had that we said was no good. The Gemara's going to circle back to that approach now. Let's see. Says the Gemara, Rav Acha bar Akiva Amar, Shaini Acha. Over here is different. That Naziris, Goyim should be excluded, and because of Yerusha. Because Amar Kor, V'zachalta Meisim Lechem Acharechem. The Pasuk says that V'zachalta Meisim Levnechem Acharechem, you should be Meirish them to your children after you. This is talking about Evakanani. And a person is Meirish, his Evakanani, to his children. We darsh as follows. Kol sheyesh le nachla yesh le tumah. Kol sheyesh le nachla yesh le tumah. So we make a drasha. Whoever is in the parsha of nachla, not stam nachla. We said already game of some nachla. Kirusha, Hila, Leisav. Kirusha is Leisav, Nasat, yes, Arseir. We know there's a parsha of Yerusha by a guy. But this parsha of Yerusha, of being Meirish Evakanani, that doesn't apply by a guy. So we say, So we're kind of combining the two ideas, the idea of Yerusha with the idea of Tumah. Only one who has the full fledged of Yerusha, including Evakanani, will have a din of tuma. One who doesn't have a full-fledged din of Evakarani doesn't have a din of tuma, and therefore Goyim, who don't have a din of inheriting Evakarani, will not have a din of tuma, and therefore, by extension, not the Naziris. Ask more 1 second. In our mission, we said Goyim are excluded, but women and Evid Kanani are included in Naziris. Evid Kanani was the subject of not being Mirish, a guy not being Mirish as Evakarani to his child, but the truth, the same thing applies to Evakarani himself. So that exclusion should exclude Evakarani as well. Says Mariachi, Avadam Nami Lai, Avadam also should have no Naziris, because an Evid certainly doesn't inherit from his father, nor does he, right? Nor is he Mirish to his father, right? It doesn't work that way. So, L'chaira, you should have the same exclusion by an Evakarani, and we said Evakarani is included. That says the word, therefore, Elamarav, you're right. Rava says that can't be the source. That can be the source that Goyim are excluded, because that same exclusion would exclude Evet Kanani as well. So it must be that Rav's going to say another source back to why Erechin we exclude Goyim only partially and Ish includes them, but why by Naziris a Goy is fully excluded. Rav is going to give an alternative Malach. We already have one, but the Din of Tumah. Now we're going to have another Malach. Elam Rava. By Erechin, it slides in, it fits very well. The word Bnei Yisrael tells me Bnei Yisrael have Erech, can pledge Erechin as opposed to a guy. I would think a guy can't be the subject of Erechin either. Tamalemer ish, that a guy could be the subject of the Erechin. Very smooth. Hacha, but if you say something like that over here, how's it going to work? Bnei Yisrael Nezrim Umavian Karban. This is, now you get the, this was I was referring to earlier, right when we started the parak with Taisvis and the Rush, all focusing on the carbon. Bnei Yisrael, so the Rava says, how are we going to approach these psukim? Bnei Yisrael, the Pasuk says Bnei Yisrael by the writing of the impression of Naziris. Does it mean to say Bnei Yisrael can pledge Naziris and bring a carbon? Veinev Chavin is a nice revealing carbon. Goyim cannot pledge Naziris and bring a carbon. But Yachal, you would think, Aflan is your call, they can't pledge Naziris at all. Tam Lamer Ish, therefore, says they could pledge Naziris, but they just can't bring the carbonis. That would be the equivalent approach to what was saying by Erechin. They're out of the parish by Erechin. We said out of the parish of making Erechin pledges, but they can be the subject of the pledge. But Naziris, we have to split it a different way, obviously. It's a different story. We split it and say, they're in the parish of making Naziris pledges, but they're not in the parish of bringing the karbanas. Nice pshat. The Gemara is actually not going to have an issue with the pshat. The Gemara's problem is going to be, we already know it's from somewhere else. Says the Gemara, Ami Imishim Karbin, Lamachak Nafka, Nafklay. From Karbin, this can't be the source. This word ish that we have of Naziris, it can't be the source, or the Tabra Bnei Sovlay, Ivachavim, the source can't be that they don't be Karbanas from there. Why? Elam Hasel, because we know from somewhere else, La'ayla, Pratla Naziris. For the Pasuk, it says, is it, we're quoting a Bryson now, Pasuk says the Pasuk La'ayla, we darshan excludes Naziris, to be basically Lili. There's a drash over there that somehow Goyim are excluded from bringing these Karbanas. And therefore, once I know that Goyim are excluded from being Karbanas, the pasuk of Bnei Yisrael, which comes to exclude Goyim, must be excluding more than Karbanas. Not just they don't be Karbanas, it must mean they also don't have Din in Naziris. So the Rav is saying that the option over here to kind of make a split in what the Goyim's connection with Naziris is not available, because we already know Goyim are excluded from Karbanas from elsewhere. So the Bnei Yisrael must be excluded even more, must be excluding the entire parsha of Naziris. Ask more, not so fast. By the way, before we go further, we now it's more understandable why Taisa the Rush were focusing on Karbanas, because we see there's clearly two levels here. There's a level of a guy not being in the parsha of Naziris, legabe the Karbanas, and then separately not being Naziris, legabe the Din Naziris as well. Meaning, there could have been a tzad that he is a Nazir, legabe hair cutting, wine, and being metabol mesim, but he just doesn't mean the karbanas nazir. And then there's a madrig, he's not even a nazir, the guy, but the dini nazir. So now it's more that it's clear in our Gemara, black and white. That's what more understandable, why Tosfos and the Rush jumped away, that their default position in the Mishnah was that Taba Bnei Yisrael is focused. That's, the irony is because we ultimately learn karbanas from somewhere else. We don't learn it from Bnei Yisrael, but the default position in the Mishnah, sorry, where the Mishnah says that, Kusim, Elam Naziris, they first stressed Elam Naziris, the Gabi Karbanas, and then the Rush and separately as a separate Shlav, and if he comes to ask about the Dinim, you don't keep the Dinim either, he's totally exempt from the Naziris, but it's two different levels, it's two Shlavim, the Mepharish was only focused directly on the basic Dinim Naziris, but we understand at least where the taste of the Rush are coming from much better now. Ema, says the Gemara. Gemara, not so fast. Ema, I still can make a chiluk by Naziris. Our whole issue is that this split you can't make by Naziris, you can only make the split by Erechin. By Naziris, you can't make such a split. Ask the Gemara, Ema, Bnei Yisrael Nazir Naziris Eilam. Vena Chavim Nazir Naziris Eilam. Maybe the split is as follows, that only a Yid has the power to make a Naziris forever, whereas a guy cannot make a Naziris forever. Says the Gemara, Yachal Leinazir, sorry, and then the split would be, I would think a guy can't be a Nazir Bechlal, Tamalem Ish, that he could be a regular Nazir, just not a Nazir Elam. Maybe that's the Nekuda where you were making the split within Goyim and Goyim are, yes, in the Parashah of Naziris. Amar Bechanan, Miksev Nazir Elam, to say in the Torah, Nazir Elam, didn't say, the Torah wasn't referencing the word Nazir Elam at all. So to say that the exclusion of the guys for Nazir Elam, when the Parashah wasn't even talking about Nazir Elam, yes, Nazir Elam is a chelik, is a type of Nazir, but it wasn't focused or stressing that type of Nazir. It's not mistaver that the miyat is going on that type of Nazir either. Says the Gemara still, Ema, another kashya Rava, we can still make a split. You tell me that it's a practical issue, that by erichin you can make a split, a guy can't make an erich pledge, but he can be the subject. And by Nazirs, we cannot find that split, and therefore the guy is totally excluded. So we're trying to find another split. Ema, b'nei Yisrael madirim b'neihem b'nazir, v'emcham madirim b'neihem b'nazir, a yid can make a son, we have this early in Masechta, a yid can make a son of Nazir, a guy cannot. Yachal and Nazir, you think the guy himself can, the guy, just like he can't make a son of Nazir, he can't make a Nazir's pledge for himself. Tam Lamer Ish, Ish comes to say he could make for himself. Maybe that's the split, that a guy can make himself a Nazir, but he cannot make a son of Nazir. Says Gemara, Amar Beichanan, and this is going to be the same answer for this Gemara and the next Gemara, Amar Beichanan, Halachi ben Nazir. This din about making one son of Nazir is Lach Mashmash Sinai. When it comes to Lach Mashmash Sinai, you can't mix and say the drush of the Pasuk was coming to make a split in guy, Legabe what? Legabe Lach Mashmash Sinai? The Torah doesn't speak out dinam, Legabe, to refine. So if there's Alach B'Shem Sinai that says a yid can make a son of Nazir, not a guy, so you wouldn't need a drush in the Torah to clarify that. It doesn't make sense. You don't have the Torah clarifying Alach B'Shem Sinai, and therefore that can't be what the drush or what the exclusion in our pasuk of Bnei Yisrael Afugav Chavim is coming to exclude. Ema, it could be more. Could be the Alach B'Shem Sinai is itself clear, only a yid, not a guy. But even if not, you don't typically have a pasuk coming to exclude from a din of Lach B'Shem Sinai. Similar type of answer in the next Gemara as well, and we'll stop at that. Ema b'nei Yisrael, megalchem nazir savim. Maybe the halacha is that tafka by a yid, avada guy could become a nazir. And the exclusion was that if a yid dies and had karbanis beyond this early mezechta, set aside, he had or mayas discussion, how much has, at what point does it set aside? Could it no longer be used by the son? But there's a concept that a son, if he has mayas tam, that's at least, the son could use the mayas in his years. The father set aside, the father dies, the son could use it at the end of his year's term. So maybe that's what's saying, dafka yid has this, another guy. Maybe that's what it means. A yid can megalech on his years of father, but a guy cannot. Maybe that is the whole drush over here. Top of Sach Beis Aleph. Yochli nazirim. And I would think that a guy himself can't even be a Nazir, just like he can't use the father's karbanas. Tam Lamish, the first says he could be a Nazir, he just can't use his father's karbanas, but he could still be a Nazir, and that would be a good split over here by Nazirs as well. So why is Rava saying you don't have a split within Goyim by, why is he saying it's not Shaykh the split by Nazirs? Answers to the Gemara the same Teretz. Ha'itmar, Amar Be'ech and Alachi ben Nazir, that same din that a son could use the father's karbanas is also a din Alach Mashmash Sinai. It wouldn't make sense that there's a miyat that Alach Mashmash Sinai applies only to Yidin, not to Goyim. You don't make drashas in the Torah to define halacha b'shem Sinai, and therefore that cannot be what the pasuk is having to say, and therefore we're left with no other splits, and therefore it must be coming out, must be that the guy is fully excluded from the parsha Nazir, because otherwise what's Bnei Yisrael coming to exclude? It must be excluding everything. We already have karbanos they're already excluded from. It must be excluding everything, and Ish cannot be a rebirth here the same way it is by Arachin. We'll pick it up at Shem tomorrow. The Marz go back to the conversation about Arachin. The Marz go back to the Arachin conversation tomorrow. We'll pick it up 7:45 a.m. tomorrow Sunday with Shem.